Good morning. President-elect Barack Obama is lobbying hard for the remaining $350 billion in federal bailout funds. And reportedly, he's privately delivered a threat to fellow Democrats. If they deny him the money, he could potentially veto any anti-bailout legislation. Today's New York Times has an in-depth report on the front page about the many issues revolving around the money already given to banks. Eric Lipton is the reporter on the story, and he joins us from Washington. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
So your story, your research, your reporting focuses on the Independent Bank of Michigan. The bank received $72 million in federal money. What happened?
Right. This is a relatively small bank. I mean, compared to the giant money center banks, it has taken its piece of the federal bailout funds and simply returned it to the federal government temporarily by paying down some of its debt with the Federal Reserve. But it hasn't yet actually put the money back out there through loans, which was the goal of the program.
So has the money helped the bank?
The money has helped the bank look more attractive potentially to investors that might consider buying its stock, because now its balance sheet is a little more attractive. The bank is slightly healthier. But it hasn't really brought the benefits, perhaps, to Michigan that Congress thought when it appropriated all of this money to try to stimulate the economy.
So $72 million went to this bank, but people in the community never saw a dollar of that.
Well, so far that is the case. It essentially was stuffed into the mattress. It was used to sort of, build up the strength of the bank, and it has not yet been given out in through additional loans. Now, the bank asserts that the trouble is that there aren't many people out there who want to borrow money right now to buy new cars, to buy new homes, businesses, to build new factories. And the real problem, they assert, is that there aren't people looking for loans, not that they don't want to give them.
Well, that's the first I've heard of that. Was it difficult to trace the money?
Well, so far, there's very little that the federal government has required of the banks in terms of explaining what they're doing with it. Prior to this week, they basically, a dollar went into the system, and it essentially mixed in with all the other dollars that a bank has. And there was no way really of knowing where the money went, how it was used, how much good was coming from that federal investment. And so now the federal government is starting to ask banks. As of Monday, for example, the FDIC notified the banks that it expects to be told how this money is being used. So there can be some evaluation of just how effective this program is.
That seems really late, to be honest, considering many of these banks have had this money for months. And the reason why I ask you if it was difficult to trace is because on Monday we talked to former Senator John Sununu, who's currently on the Oversight Committee of this bailout money, and he said that was one of their big challenges, was figuring out the model on how they follow the money and then how they measure how beneficial it is to the bank, to the economy.
It did seem a little crazy. You've got $192 billion that has been given out to 257 different banks across the United States, many of them in really tiny chunks of money as small as $1 million per bank and for some of the smallest of the institutions. And yet there was no requirement when all of this money was distributed that they explain to the federal government and therefore to the public, how are they using this money? And, so far there is no explanation of that and no way to evaluate, therefore, just what are we getting for that investment?
It certainly is extraordinary that there was no mechanism to force these banks to lend and to flush the system, the economic system, with the cash it needs to keep rolling along.
Yeah, I mean, that's another sort of open question as to whether or not, there should have been something that mandated that they use it for lending. The Treasury, Neil Kashkari, who runs the program for Treasury, who I interviewed for the story, explained that he thinks that even if the lending is perhaps not increasing, it at least will be higher than it otherwise would have been. And, again, that's a hard thing to measure. If overall lending is not growing, but it's just somewhat higher than the dire place that it's at, how do you evaluate that? And he said, well, he thinks at least he's confident that at least is happening.
Eric, that's actually disturbing because, again, how do you measure? Is that worth $1 billion, $10 billion, $100 billion? Eric Lipton, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Eric Lipton is a national reporter in the Washington Bureau of the New York Times with a front page story today.